we focus on that on a Monday. To be healthy and to maintain your health, we focus on that on Tuesdays. To do something and pay attention to your mental health, your intellectual life, that is on a Wednesday. On Thursdays, we look at your emotional well-being, and today we are looking at the social. We have a special guest in the house, but before I introduce him, or should I say reintroduce him, because this is the second time, I want to say to my co-hosts, Mike and Chuck, Charles. Let's keep it at Charles. All right, then. Mike, listen, man, we don't always have you, but now we're getting used to having you on a Friday. Welcome, my brother.
We'll get used to it, man. I don't want this thing to end.
It won't. Welcome. And Charles, nice to see you, brother. Amen. Happy Friday.
Amen. It's exciting, man. Let's get started. I'm ready.
Let's get started. We have angel. Well, we have an angel. We always have an angel, according to the Bible. But we have a special angel in the house today, Angel Rivera. You heard a part of his story last week, how God did something for you, brother, that I do hope all of us fathers and father figures listening will be shaken by, because our health is something that we should never take for granted. So, welcome.
Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate coming back on and telling the rest of the story what's through my life.
So, guys, this is what we do. We speak to and we speak with our fathers. And we're asking you out there, if you hear something that resonates with you, please call us at 561-229-2379. You can text us that very same number, 561-229-2379, or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. So that's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Angel, the reason we invited you back in that we didn't get to finish your story, and I don't think today we'll finish it, but we will dive in a little bit more. So, a 45-year-old young man, strong, you love hiking.
Yes, but I do appreciate being called 45. I'm actually 48, or 49, sorry. Well, 50 now, actually. I'm all over the place now. I'm 50 now. So
is it like when you're growing up, it's not just six, it's six and a half.
Yeah, I'm always 22. How's that?
But compared to some of us, no name calling, you were at that time relatively young and healthy. I mean, you looked after yourself.
Yes.
And by the way, you served in the services.
I did.
Thank you for your service, man. So that mindset was already there anyway, where physical well-being was part of who you were and who you are.
Yeah, and it was an attempt, let's put it that way, to stay healthy, yes.
So something happened. Something happened that shook your world. And the reason we have you in today, even though today is social development day for dads and father figures, because what happened to you and you'll go into it a little bit, impacted every aspect of your life. So your work was having this sort of, it wasn't a health fear, just give us a brief.
Yeah, it was just getting credit for HSA, and I went and saw the nurse just to get a quick physical for the credit. That was the initial attempt.
And as you were about to leave the room, when she asked, anything else?
That's correct. And she asked anything else, and I kind of told her I was getting dizzy, and she went down another path of tests.
And from those tests, the results were that?
I had cancer.
You had cancer. Yep. I noticed you used the word had. So that is past.
It's past, yes.
How and what are you doing as you go forward now in terms of monitoring that? And
So each month I have blood work happen. I get blood work done every 2 to 3 months. I have CAT scans and additional scans done. And then once a year I have I had colon cancer, so I have a colonoscopy every year for the rest of my life, or whenever the doctors say stop. So
yeah. Did you use, and I'm not knocking that little box that talks, the one that comes to your door in UPS. I'm not knocking it. It works for some people. But you had used that.
I did. I used that when I was 48. I used it, and it came back with no issues. And, yeah, that was pretty disappointing when I found out I had cancer, you know, almost a year and a half later.
So, as we say on this program, gentlemen, we encourage men to take care of themselves because life is a gift, but life with health is an even greater gift. Right. Yeah. And so we want to encourage our men to just do that. And you still go to the gym and work out?
No, right now I'm still healing. Everything's still fairly new. I had the surgery in April 2nd, so still trying to get back on the swing of things very slowly.
The thing with life, especially this body of ours, if something goes wrong, it does not just affect one area of our lives. So I want us to go through the spies. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, as we said, we encourage our fathers and father figures to be better spies. I want you to talk us through, Angel, how the discovery of that sickness, the dreaded C, how it impacted your, well, obviously we know it impacted your physical well-being, but how it impacted your spiritual life, how it impacted your mental health, how it impacted your emotional life. And I want us to talk about how your social life. Thank goodness there was a good, we'll talk about that, but yeah. Let's start with the spiritual. When you heard the results, what did that do to or with your understanding of God and Him taking care of you? And tell me how you reconciled those.
I think, so one of the things that I've always believed is, you know, no matter what, there's two guarantees in life. You're going to die and you're going to pay taxes, right? In my mind, I've always took that as, you know, that is what it is. And so from that mindset, I said, it's more about my family, taking care of them. My question to God was, why now, right? And why has this happened to me now? And then over time, I started realizing that it was just a test. You know, God puts us in positions to make us stronger. And through my entire life, I kind of looked at it like, you know, I had the military background, project management background, you know, my upbringing, you know, everything else kind of helped me get through this. So in my mind, God was testing me all my life to be prepared for mentally to get through this entire encounter.
Hmm. What was the relationship like with your dad when you were growing up?
It was interesting. Me and my dad, we would have moments of fights, arguments, but then I can always tell my dad was compassionate. He was caring. He was there. I would go join him on the work site. I was a gopher. He was a carpenter at the time, and I would go, you know, go to the truck and grab this. And so, you know, my dad was there, and he was tough. He was very disciplined. As I got older, you know, we started drifting apart. I still contact him every once in a while. I think I have a better relationship with my mom, if anything else. But yeah, me and my dad are still fairly close. But
I just think, like, you know, that you think of what you've gone through, and like Pastor said, like, you're going through the physical. And if we take all the letters of the spies, they're on, like, if we put them at pedestals, and five different pedestals, you start knocking levels down. Like what one, how much did you lean on God at that time, man? Because you had to be going through.
It was very heavy. You know, I was reaching out to friends for prayers, and my wife was, you know, my wife got onto the prayer network line and got everybody involved. You know, my wife is a trooper. But her strength, showing me that God still cares, showed me that, yeah, God still cares. And He's still there for me and pushing me. But like I said, I still had doubts of, you know, what are the next
why
steps?
Now?
Yeah, why
mm-hmm.
now? Mm-hmm. And so that was the main thing of why now.
Yeah.
Charles?
I know the social aspect of it. You said on Tuesday that one of the brothers in the church noticed that you weren't quite yourself.
That's right.
And you mentioned it to him. And, of course, he told the rest of the brothers.
With his permission.
Yes, with his permission. And there was no doubt, no thinking. We rallied. It's like, okay, one of our brothers needs us. We all need each other, but one of our brothers needs us right now. And we rallied. And it was so moving to see the brothers rally around Brother Angel. I know how it affected me. I can imagine how it affected him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it that rally was strong. I mean, it was deep, and it helped me get through. You know, when Brother Razor called and said, hey, when's your surgery? We're going to go. Brother Razor, Brother Charles, and Brother Chan, they were there. They were there at the morning. You know, my surgery was at 8:30 in the morning. They drove to Miami and met me there. And stayed with my wife the entire day. So that alone was like, helped me. You know, we talked last time how much, I was worried for my wife to make sure that she was safe. And them being there the entire day literally put a relief in my heart that she was protected at least.
There's something to be said about community. Mm-hmm. It's a biblical concept. It's a sociological concept too. I mean, nobody lives on an island, and even if he does, he's lonely.
Yeah.
But I want to go into something here, Angel. These guys who surrounded you and the ones you leaned on, it didn't just start when you realized you had a crisis. There was a pre-existing relationship.
Yeah.
So there's something about having a group of individuals who are part of your social life before you have a crisis. Otherwise, it becomes awkward. You're only calling me now?
Yeah. It doesn't feel genuine, right?
No, it doesn't. I think that is so very crucial. I think it is also crucial, the same thing with God, that even though God accepts us when we go to him, there's a part of us, more so us, that feels, I don't say unworthy because we're always unworthy, but we're timid. We're not bold because there is no relationship. It's almost a 911 relationship. Mm-hmm. But these guys, they came and they stayed.
That's correct.
When you needed them. And you, Charles, you were a part of that.
Yeah, I was there. And there was no hesitation when Brother Reza asked me. I said, definitely. And we were privileged to pray with Brother Angel before he went in. And it was actually a joy to be with his wife because we could see that she was nervous, but we kept making her laugh. We kept her talking so as not to worry so much about Angel, which I know she was anyway, but we were just trying to be there for her. And it was a joy. That was the first time I really spent a lot of time around her, and it was a joy to be with her.
And she definitely appreciates that, you know, immensely. Yeah. I know that for a fact. And I certainly do as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you the chance to just talk, Angel. What is it that you'd want to say to dads, to father figures? What is it that you'd want to say to a child whose dad has gone untimely, so we say from our point of view? What would you say to a family who has lost the strong person in the team because of some untimely disease or sickness? Talk to us.
I guess I'm going to talk to my family, my daughters and my wife is, you know, I always love you and I'm always there for you spiritually and mentally. And everything I did was not in anger or in hate. It was in love, and you know, and I truly care for you guys. And if I'm taken home tomorrow or whatever, you know, just remember, I have all the journals that I wrote, and they're all there for you to learn a little more about me that you may not have known or experienced.
Amen. Amen.
Charles?
It's just, you know, and we've said it here on the show that we have to be more open. We have to be a little more vulnerable with those around us that love us. There are times when, yes, we have to be stern. We have to be closed off because we may not want to worry our family if there's something that's going on. Especially our wives. We have to realize that our wives are there to help us. God said he gave us woman to be our helpmeet. And they have instincts that we will never develop. And we must lean on those instincts. I think about my wife, and there are things when we're going through something that she'll mention, and it's like, I never thought of that. So they have instincts. And a good man will want to take care of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And we want everybody to be in that category. We want every man to be in that category, to be good men who will take care of those around them.
Mike, you shared your story recently about reconnecting with your dad. So on a very emotional level, you can identify with Angel in a different way. But talk about the people who you surround yourself with, your social circle.
I mean, there's a testimony to the company you keep, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to surround yourself with people that are encouraging, are allow you to be who the true you is. You know, the emotional, the one that wears his heart on his sleeve, the one that you can rely on when they're not fair of other friends. You know, mm-hmm. And when you do that and you fall and you realize that the strength isn't just within you, there are, and you know, you rely on God, but sometimes you need that reassurance that you're actually being picked up by somebody.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you feel yourself rise up, they embrace you, and you realize that. I talked about it before, but God puts you in some guardrails up, and never let you sway on the faith. Mm-hmm. And I just think that, you know, it's beautiful when everybody can come together in those moments, and just really just be there for you.
And you know, we see it all the time with women. God bless them.
They do a bad job.
God bless them. But when the men come together unashamedly, with tears, with whatever, when they come together to support a brother, it's a powerful, wonderful thing.
It's different.
Yes.
Yeah, it does hit
yes.
different.
And having a friendship, having a social life, in including positive men, does not mean your home life isn't good. It is not either or.
Right.
Because obviously you love your wife, you love your children, but there it was, a group of guys who were there for you and with you. So our social life matters. It's a God-given need and, may I dare say, privilege.
Yeah.
As we grow up and develop as men and fathers.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the social life also keeps you, you know, like what you said, Mike, was, you know, the guardrails, right? They kind of steer you of like, dude, that's not the right way to go, or, you know, dude, come back, you know,
yeah,
things like that. Mm-hmm. So
it's hard to break into a DGJ, Dad's Got Jokes, but let me just use this opportunity to say that today's program is sponsored by a wonderful friend of the Father-Child Connection, Jim. And he sponsored this morning's program. As you probably know, we started on August 1st, and Nuzzle Nolan Pest Control Lawn and Care Company has sponsored us right up until three quarters of the month. And so now we're depending on a few individuals to fill the gap. We want to make sure that this program stays on the air. And literally, we are building the plane as we fly. But I believe with all of my heart that dads need a forum that they can speak to and speak mm-hmm. with. Next week, Tuesday, we have two doctors who are coming into the house. They didn't want to come on air, and they'll be talking about prostate health for men. And then we have the lawyers from the Florida Rural Legal Services who want to answer all your questions. So dads, if you have questions to do with child support, if you have questions to do with custody, if you have questions to do with expungement of your criminal background or help to get your license reinstated for work, please have those questions ready and either email us or call us at 561-229-2379 or dadup at thefatherchildconnection.org, because we will have those attorneys in the house next week. So let's do a couple jokes. Man, I'm sorry, man. I said that to you, Angel, that one of the criteria for coming on again was you got to bring a joke. So I'm going to leave you for last until you get your bearings together. Mike, you start, brother.
He tries to gauge the joke status. Yeah,
it's kind of tough, though, because everybody after that is like, man, I set the bar so high. I'm just saying.
You're going. Okay. All right.
Why do crabs not give to charity?
Because they're crabby.
Because they're selfish. Shellfish. Shellfish.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Why did the two angry skeletons not fight each other?
I don't know.
They didn't have the guts to do it.
They didn't have the guts or the spine. All right. That's a good one. Let me hear you, Angel. Come on, man.
No. So when you told me this yesterday, I was like, wait, other shows didn't do it. But I guess now it's become a tradition. So what is the best form of transportation to the hospital if you break your feet? A tow truck.
Okay, that's good. Nah, I like that one.
You got
that's
me.
Good.
You got
Okay, so what did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
I don't know.
Supplies!
Oh, boy.
I think that was his best one.
Okay, so now you're warming up to the fact that I have better jokes. Not surprised.
But Angel got you, though.
Now, I thought that was rather funny. I didn't think he would even go near anything medical to joke about.
All right.
Supplies.
There you go. Oh, gee. Listen, brother, I appreciate you. Thank you for being so vulnerable. You will admit that the journey isn't done. You're still doing regular visits to the doctors and so on. And what about those times when the temptation to become introverted and whatever that word is, and start looking in and self-blame and pity party, how do you... Or even fear that this thing could come back and take you from your family, and how do you deal with that?
That is a fear that I have every day. To this day, we don't know what caused it. I mean, I don't know what I ate, I don't know what I drank, or what's in my body that caused it. So every time I see the doctors, do we know what it is? And that's, you know, what do I need to avoid so I don't get this again? And that's the hardest thing that I'm dealing with. And the way I battle that is just, you know, one day at a time. I'm probably not going to think about it too much, because if I do think about it, I'll go into that rabbit hole of, you know, of lost and self-doubt, right? And so I'm not going to let that take over me. So my focus is, you know, enjoy the second life that I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how do you feel physically? I mean, are you... I guess there's a hard way to... It's hard to put a percentage on it, but... How do you feel physically? I know there may be days, there'll be up and down, but how do you feel for the most part?
Right now, I feel probably, I would say, like 90%.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so there's days where I'm exhausted or tired. I'm not going to go run a marathon or ride a bike right away, but, you know, slowly I'm getting there, so.
All right.
Yeah. And your brothers, your social life, you are strengthening that those connections with your friends.
And yeah, I'm trying to, you know, it's there's a lot going on, so I'm trying to, you know, trying to manage it all at the same time. So, but I'm definitely trying to keep those strength, those relationships.
So something that we did with the group in the past, I'm going to do it with you with the few minutes that we have left. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, spiritual, where are you?
I'd say probably about 9.
10. All right. Physical, we can guess, but tell us.
I'd say about 8.
All right. Mental health?
Mental health, I'm probably about 8.
And your emotional well-being?
Well-being is probably 8. You know, when I start thinking about it, like we you know, the discussion we had today, it dips down pretty bit. So.
And your social life?
It could be better. But right now I'm focusing on the family and myself right now. So.
Guys?
I just think your story is amazing. It's encouraging. I think one of the things that we as men need to do is make sure we're checking up on ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, going to the doctor, because we're hard-headed. We got things to do, but, you know, we have to make sure that we're checking ourselves and making sure that, you know, I know something that my wife and I have done. We've gotten genetic testing just to see if there's any traits or genes inside of us that were passed down, you know, so just things like that will help along the way for, you know, our kids and their kids and things like that.
Yeah.
And I would say, for those that maybe doubt, God is still in the miracle working business.
Yes, amen. He is.
Because we have a miracle right here in front
of
us.
Angel, thank you for visiting with us today a second time, and continue reaching out to your brothers, man, and keep holding on to not just your faith, because that comes sort of fuzzy and woolly, but to God.
Yes.
He's there for you. Please, we're asking for your prayers. We ask 3 things of you: for your prayers. We ask for your hours, if you wish to volunteer at least 1 hour per week. We're also asking for your dollars. We need sponsors for this program. You can do so on behalf of your family, your church, your business, or just because you want this program to go on. Please call us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. We want to have a conversation with some single dads and stay-at-home dads. If you are a single dad, we would like to hear from you. We want to hear your story. So please call us if you are a stay-at-home dad. We also want to hear from you. And may I also ask, listening audience, could you give our number to your pastor or men's fellowship leader at your church, because we want to touch base with as many men as possible. Have a great day, and speak to you soon.
Dad up.
Dad up.
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.